Hello and welcome back for day 12 of 30 Days of Beyond the Grid with me, Tom Clarkson. 2024 marks a new era for Red Bull's sister team. Franz Tost is no longer their team principal. He retired at the end of last season after 18 years in the hot seat. The team has also got a new name, but RB's remit remains the same. Transform talent from the Red Bull Junior program into potential race winners for Red Bull Racing, just like Franz did with a certain Max Verstappen.
When we brought into Formula One, I remember back some of your colleagues came to me and said, you are totally crazy. How can you take someone, he even doesn't have a driver license? Yeah. Then I said, sorry, I don't want to discuss this with you now. Come in 5 years, then we can discuss it. Yeah, because I got tired to defend our decision. This unbelievable natural speed, you could see sometimes in Formula 3. I remember back this wet race at the Nürburgring. I thought Max is driving on a dry line, yeah, because he was 2 seconds faster than the rest. This remembered me also when Michael Schumacher won a Formula 4 race at the Salzburg Ring, similar conditions. And he was also every lap 2-3 seconds faster than the rest. Yeah. And then, this is important for me, I want to see what is a driver doing in our car. We had done the test in Italy and he got immediately clear with the car. He adapted immediately the speed, the brakes, everything. And this was the big advantage, or is the big advantage for Max. He does not have a problem with the speed. Other drivers need 10 laps, 20 laps, 100 laps, depends whether it's a learner or not, yeah, until they adapt the speed, also the brakes and everything. Max was sitting in there and he had it under control. And that's very important. And then we said, okay, he should do the free practice in Suzuka, I think, was his first free practice. And then once more, your colleague came, you're totally case, one of the most difficult racetracks. He just went out and did his job without any problem.
But Franz, he was 17 when he made his debut in Formula One in Australia. Did you have any reservations about what you were doing?
No, doesn't matter. This is just a figure on the birth calendar or whatever. He was racing already 10 years or 11 years. And that's decisive. Because nowadays, the young drivers start karting with 6-7 years. And then, and that's the next important factor at Max, he had Jos, his father, on his side. And you know, Jos was a successful Formula One driver, yeah? And he taught him everything. Of course, there were also some highlights and some maybe difficult periods, yeah, when Max didn't win. Yeah, but he got through a fantastic school. This you could see. If you told him something, he understood immediately what you meant.
You lost Max to Red Bull Racing midway through 2016.
At 18 years and 227 days old, Max Verstappen wins the Spanish Grand Prix and is the youngest driver ever to win a Formula One World Championship Grand Prix.
Yes! Yes!
Unbelievable, Max. Unbelievable. Max Verstappen, you are a race winner. Fantastic. What a debut. What a debut. Fantastic. Great, great job.
Thank you very much, Christian.
He wins his first race for that team. Were even you surprised?
Yeah, he won because, you know, there was the Hamilton-Rosberg crash, if I remember right. Yeah, and we had the same engine than Raikkonen. Yeah, he was fighting against Raikkonen. He knew exactly how to use the NGOK and how to use the battery, the energy. This was the typical sign for a driver who has everything under control, who is not overloaded by driving. He can think to other things. He can read the race. He knows what the opponents are doing. Yeah, and he knew where Raikkonen can become dangerous for him. And he drove exactly the way to defend and to win this race. Of course, I was surprised. It's a fantastic success, yeah, but we all were happy with him.
I wonder what happened to Max Verstappen after that. Now, I love how shy Max sounds on the team radio after that victory. And compare that to the conversations he has with his race engineer, Giampiero Lambiassi, now. The Dutchman was clearly destined for greatness, wasn't he? Franz has helped launch the careers of a number of big names in Formula One, including Sebastian Vettel, Carlos Sainz, and Daniel Ricciardo. You can hear him talk about all of them in the full episode. His account of their iconic first victory with Vettel at Monza in 2008 is a joy to listen to. So do follow the link in the description for this episode to hear more. I'll definitely miss seeing Franz in the paddock this year. Thanks very much for joining us. And tomorrow on day 13, we'll hear from the man responsible for scouting the likes of George Russell, Esteban Ocon, and Alex Albon in their karting days. Keep up with the latest F1 action on F1 Nation.
A superb finish to the line!
Race previews, post-race insights, and exclusive interviews from the heart of the F1 paddock.
Magnificent team effort all round.
Huge win for us today.
And we're pushing at the limit.
We must have just got something wrong.
Oscar, can we just grab you on the way out?
A very, very cool day. It's been a weekend to remember.
You'll hear from the drivers, team principals, engineers, and F1 experts from around the world.
Really, really nice to feel that atmosphere there in the garage.
Having the two of them in the points, quite impressive.
Those next few positions are worth millions of dollars.
The combination is unbeatable.
New episodes every Monday. Search your podcast app for F1 Nation.